the Mets, meet the Mets. Step right up and greet the Mets. Bring your kitties, bring your wife. Unless, of course, you're listening to America Weekend, which starts right now.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Christina Staffa will be by a bit later. A busy hour ahead. Our first guest this hour is the new pop group Trion. Two brothers, Stephen and Justin Kirk. And if you haven't heard of Trion yet, trust me, you will very soon. They are a very talented duo. And we will have their single. You'll get a chance to listen to it, and you'll learn a lot about a group that you're going to be hearing a lot about, Trion. And then Joanna Pruce, our food contributor, will be by, and she's talking about beer. And it's always a good thing, cooking with beer. You could do anything with beer. She's cooking with it today, and she'll tell you how you can as well. And then another edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard, followed by Cutting the Cable. We hear all these stories. People are getting rid of their cable. Millennials, they don't want cable. Why? Because they want to save money, because everything goes through their phone and their tablet. You're saving money, really? We start things off this hour. If you're a baseball fan, nobody saw this coming at all. The New York Mets, which have gone through a dry spell for the last 10 years to the depths of utter frustration, all of a sudden are in the World Series this weekend. After winning the National League pennant, after winning the National League Eastern Division Championship. And yes, I will admit right now that I am a lifelong Met fan. I am wearing a Mets jersey right now in celebration of this amazing accomplishment. It is nearly November, and the Mets are still playing baseball as the World Series goes into this weekend. Baseball is the sport that is with us day after day for 6 months. In this case, with the Mets, 7 months. Same thing with the Kansas City Royals from the American League. Baseball is unlike any other sport. Okay, football is once a week. It's only, what, 4 months a year, and it's gone. I just, football, great and all that, but you can't really get into it like you can baseball. Hockey, please. Basketball, eh. You know, but these teams on a professional level, they're only playing 3 games a week. They play Monday. You don't see them again until Thursday. Baseball has a life of its own, which goes day after day after day. If you watch it, it is the ultimate reality series. Things happen, guys get hurt, crazy stories, all these other things. When your team reaches this pinnacle, it's quite exciting. And I'm quite excited, except for one thing. I have a 12-year-old. He has not been able to see much of the Mets in the postseason because these games start too damn late because we gotta keep TV happy. And he can't watch much of the World Series because first pitch is until after 8 o'clock every night. And if it's a school night, he can't do it. It also has Adam Wolski a little bit annoyed, as it should, which leads us to this week's Sports in Focus.
The World Series, it's one of the few remaining sporting events that still has that magic in its name alone. And here's a quick trivia question. You have until the end of this commentary to answer without looking it up. When was the last time a World Series game was played during the day? We all know why World Series games are exclusively played at night now. Money, money, money. It's all about primetime ratings and ad revenue, and not wanting to go up against college football on a fall Saturday afternoon or the NFL on a Sunday. But how do you hope to grow the game and pass it on to the next generation of fans when kids can't stay up to watch the late innings of games that start at 8:30 Eastern Time? I offer this compromise. Start one World Series game in the late afternoon on Saturday. Saturday night is typically a low ratings night anyway, and with late afternoon starts, more people around the country could potentially watch, including kids who could actually go to the game. And it might be a few degrees warmer in the stadium. Imagine that. The trivia answer, by the way, 1987, the World Series between the Cardinals and Twins, the last fall classic game played during the day. With Sports in Focus, I'm Adam Wolski. Back to you, Ed.
Thanks, Adam. Stay with us. Trion, coming up next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn. Have you ever driven out of your way for a bargain? It may have cost you.
Avoid these money-saving tactics. 1. Pursuing grocery store deals. Going to 3 different stores costs you in gas. Instead, learn the sales cycles of the stores nearby to save.
2. Buying poor quality clothing. Cheap wears out quickly. Instead, find quality brand name clothes at off-price retailers.
3. Committing to a gym for too long. You may save more by signing a long-term contract, but now you're committed to a year of payments. Instead, pay for 3 months max.
Pinch the right pennies to save more. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Would you like to know an easy way which will guarantee you get literally the last word? Or put another way, how about an easy way to stop an escalating argument in its tracks? Here's the science of it.
You always know just what to say.
Discussions unwittingly can escalate into heated arguments. Each person wants to win with the last word. When you recognize this is happening, say, you know, I'm sorry, this has turned into an argument. This admitted twist causes a brain change of focus. What's the cheap psychological trick? Take the higher ground. Say, let's stop. This is turning into an argument. You know, you're not sorry for what you said. You're sorry that the argument is getting out of hand. Apologize today, fight another day, and you know what? You'll get the last word. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.